I just learned that there's a so-called the innovation kitchen, right? Tell us something about that kitchen.
Yeah, the innovation kitchen is one of several what we'd call advanced R&D groups. So these are groups that are working on very innovative future concepts, things that will really you may not see in the marketplace for 2 or 3 or 4 years from now. So they're sitting together, the Innovation Kitchen, working with the support of sport research, with engineers, exercise physiologists, biomechanical experts, materials experts, and really creating the future of innovation and performance. So it's a small group that's sitting on the Nike campus, but one of several groups that's really committed to the future of innovation and performance.
The story started with Phil's kitchen in his own home, right?
It was actually Bill Bowerman.
Oh, Bill, yeah.
Yeah. Bill Bowerman was the track coach who I said was focused on creating products or refining and customizing the shoes for his athletes to help them perform better. So one of the things he did was actually use his waffle iron to actually create an outsole, which is the bottom surface of the shoe, and create an outsole that helped the shoes cushion better and give the shoes more traction. He was always thinking about new ways to solve problems. And everything around him was
connected with shoes.
He was obsessed, in a good way, about innovation. And again, that really formed the early foundation of Nike's culture as a company. I came to Nike because I love design. When I was a runner at Penn State, I would modify my own shoes to try to make them better, change the outsole on the shoe and other things to make them work better for me. I never thought I'd be designing shoes as a job, as a career. But when the opportunity came up, I thought it would be fun to mix an avocation or a personal interest with a career. So that was my early days at Nike.